time to think about what I wanna say to the girls at the door. I need somewhere to be, but I can't get around the river in front of me. Calm down, it's alright. Leave my arms the rest of the night. When they ask, what do I see? I say a bright white beautiful heaven hanging over me.
My name is Alex, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That's the first hour of this two-hour set-down. You know what that means. It's PSA time. We have a two-hour show today, so I'll be reading two PSAs in short succession and hope that that pleases the requirements that I have. The first PSA we have today is the Firearms Safety PSA. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everyone should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule 0. All guns are always loaded. Rule 1. Never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule 2. Keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule 3. Be sure of your target and what is beyond it. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. The second PSA is my standard airport PSA. Are you annoyed by all the loud noise and vibrations from planes departing Logan Airport? Our towns west of Boston are affected greatly by increased airplane noise and vibrations due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. This means that on days with a northwest wind, every single plane departing from Logan Airport's runway 33L continues on just four narrow paths over specific sacrificial neighborhoods with near constant noise for the humans underneath as a result. Join with your neighbors who are trying to change this. Every complaint filed with Massport counts, but it's the first from each household that matters the most. For more information, just visit logannoise.org. That's logannoise.org. A public service message from the Logan Aircraft Noise Working Group and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Now that we've got that out of the way, our fourth set, I think, started again with Eden's Wake Up. As you may have heard, it started off with a much more chill piano, you know, straying away from the electronic synthy stuff, and then by the end, it just comes back in full force. I kind of forgot about that. That's what I like about that song that much. After that, we had Summer War by Duster. Duster is an interesting band. I was looking up some stuff. They were active a lot around the late 90s, early 2000s, and then just, like, didn't release music for 19 years. I'm going to be fully honest. I found this song by someone posting it on their Instagram story. Not even someone I know. Actually, Jack from NPR, the Planet Money TikTok guy that some people might know. And I listened to it and I'm like, damn. Dang. This song's great. After that, we had The National with Don't Swallow the Cap. Again, two Before then, actually, we had Stick Season by Noah Kahn. He just released the Stick Season album, I think like last week, somewhere in the last week. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet. Sorry, Elijah. I promise I will as soon as I can. But that song has been played a lot over the summer. Someone reminded me of that fact as well. I still like it. I should listen to the album soon. I'm sure that all of his other music is just as good as that song. Coming up next, we've got Projector by Eden. This is the lead single off of Eden's second album called No Future. I really enjoy it. It's back to the synthy electro stuff, but not as much. This is actually the first song that I really, really, really loved by Eden out of his modern stuff, because before then he hadn't released music for about 2 years. Then we've got the 1975 in honor of releasing their new album. Then we've got a classic Gen Z artist, Billie Eilish. And then we've got more Eden coming up. But now, Projector by Eden.
Touch me and slip away. I can't hide it out of bay. I can't function on my mistake. Thought you were someone I once knew. I was light ahead of me. Thoughts in my head don't disappear. I was a maybe that made you the truth. In time I will come to see it for how it really was. In my mind it's only false faces whispered love. If the feeling had a price then I would gladly pay it over and over and over till I. Touch me and slip away. I can't hide feeling out of place. I can't function on my mistake. Thought you were someone I once knew. Flight years ahead of me. Voices in my head don't disappear. Part of the Air Force, I was part of the band. I always used to burst into my hand. And my
Sydney East on the communist keisters, writing about their ejaculations. I like my men like I like my coffee, full of soy milk and so sweet it won't offend anybody while staying in the pages of the nation. Oh yeah, Xanax and a new part. Well, I take care of my kids, she said.
Couldn't look away, look away, look away. She'd wanna get involved.
That was the end of another set here. That started off again with Projector by Eden, one of my favorite songs by him. Eden is an artist who samples a lot of things, and I really enjoy it when people sample things because it's something that you can use to portray ideas and send messages that you couldn't maybe formulate properly in your own words. So I always like to look at the background behind what they sampled it from and then look into that, because I just love people referencing other media, because it's important to recognize that your art does not stand in a vacuum. And that's why I really like it when people sample stuff. Eden samples stuff a lot. That's why I like him. I can't think of anyone else who samples things, but Eden does, and that's why one of the reasons I like him. After that, we had Part of the Band by 1975. The 1975, rather. Those are always important in bands. That is one of the promotional singles for their new album that released 5 days ago, Being Funny in a Foreign Language, which I enjoyed the album. As a whole, it's good. I'd say that there are like four, maybe five songs that I like off of it. Two of which are the promotional songs, the promotional singles, which is one of them is Part of the Band, and the other one is their intro song, which for every album they do, if you don't know this about the 1975, they release a kind of introductory song, and it's always called the 1975. So the 1975 now, that Being Funny in a Foreign Language is their fifth album. So there are five songs by the 1975 called the 1975, and each time it portrays a different message, and I really enjoyed this album's message. Unfortunately, can't play it, because he does swear in it, I think, so the FCC wouldn't like that. And it's just not really an appropriate song to play, because it's just like talking, it's like spoken word almost. Anyhow, into the next set. We've got another song off of Eden's sophomore album, No Future, 2020, which, you know, is interesting because this album was released a month before COVID hit, February 2020, if I recall correctly. And It's just really interesting seeing that song in retrospect, and obviously I don't want to be the one to be like, you know, 2020 was bad, everything, you know, bad happened. But still, it's interesting. After that, we've got Caffeine by Foreign Air, Fallen Star by The Neighborhood, and then you will hear me again, and I will explain those songs. So, here we go. Eden, 2020.
With my hands, but I'd hold up the whole sky for her. I wanna forget my future and jump into the dark. Had you to sneak out with me. All our futures melted in your hands are drowning us. So I say things like, no hindsight in 2020. Got my side checked, that's precious to me. Can't blindside me, I'm well aware. You and me, I burn this out to the sound of the daylight slipping from me. All yesterday's been my guide sliding, and I've heels worn down and self-aware with dreams of stopping. Control, just like seeds, you know that
lies between the lines. You never know what you will find. And you have got me high. All the other times I've been falling down, down so hard. I need your love. With all your loving and leaving, you loving and leaving, I still can't stop thinking. Still can't stop thinking. I need your love. I gave you all my heart. Further apart.
Here we go again. We started off today with Eden, and that little set also started with Eden, as they all have, if you've noticed that, as I said that I would do at the start of the set. That one was 2020. Again, really interesting song, interesting hindsight is 2020, and then, you know, barely a month after he released the album, it all, you know, hit the fan, and that's why I love the song. Again, Eden samples a lot, and at the end of that song, you may have heard a little sampling, because there's actually, the outro is The Last 30 Miles by Eric Larson, who is an explorer, and it's a little audio snippet from that video, which they're trying to locate the geographic North Pole, so they're just trudging on, like, ice, and they said they had to, like, circle back just to get through some of the stuff. I know that's the things he said, because there was, like, a storm, so it's, like, his story, and I think that reflects what Eden was feeling. Sometimes he's known to, like, scrap albums, and he'll tweet about it, and it's heartbreaking, because he'll tweet, you know, album is, you know, in the garbage. I'm starting over. And, you know, as a fan who hasn't heard any new music in over 2 years before the release of In Case You Missed It, that's devastating to hear. But of course, you want to give the artist space and time to work on whatever they want to do. And that's a nice transition into the next Eden song. But first, I want to discuss the previous two songs I played. The first one was Caffeine by Foreign Air. Now, for most of these songs, I have a story, whether I share it with you guys or not, about how I know the song. Caffeine, I don't know. It's the only song that I listen to by Foreign Air, because usually when I find an artist, I will listen to every single song they've ever released, and then just add all the ones I like to my playlist, and then listen to them, and then I like that artist. I haven't done that with Foreign Air. I don't feel the need to. Caffeine's a great song. I have no clue how I found that song. Not a single inkling. Which, you know, an absence of something interesting in and of itself is interesting, because all of these other songs, I know exactly how I found them. Not Caffeine. I don't know. The Neighborhood, everyone knows The Neighborhood. The Fallen Star is their latest single, and don't let that deceive you. It was released over a year ago. Actually, about a year and 2 weeks ago, October 1st, 2021. This is my official call for The Neighborhood to please release more music. Everyone Loves You, everyone knows, what are the two songs? Daddy Issues and Sweater Weather, but Fallen Star is so far their best song that I think they've ever made, but they're not releasing new music, and it's so frustrating, because they're clearly a good band, they're established, pretty much everyone knows those two songs. I feel like everyone here at Tufts would know those two songs, but they haven't released anything in over a year, and it's heartbreaking, it's devastating. Anyhow, on to the next Eden song that we've got. It's Wings from his debut album, Vertigo. Now, Vertigo is the first studio album he released. As I said, he released an EP in 2015, another EP in 2016. Vertigo in 2018 was his first studio album, and it was entirely written, recorded, produced, and mixed and mastered by Eden himself, John. What a guy. He had very little outside help, and he says that this album is not a coming-of-age story, but it caused one. That's a direct quote. He does these little poetry things at the end of the year, which is close to his birthday, of another year, recapping it, and they're really wonderful videos. I really recommend them. So here we go. The album that isn't a coming-of-age story, but started one. Eden, Wings. Yeah.
Last night was a car crash. Highlights be the quick end. Live the high life for the weekends. Coming down hard to the sunset, sinking in. Didn't try for a die hard. Nothing I can say that you won't get wrong. And everybody asks where you go now. Can you only really want what you don't have enough? Everything you ever wanted had enough to be the reason you can't stand enough. You talk a lot, well, act like it. Finally found a way to get myself untangled and undone, but it's alright. This ain't been a dream in a long time. Make sure you play the music when my time's up.
That ain't like you. Yesterday's still leaking through the roof. But that's nothing new. I know I promised this is what I would. Giving it the old romantic fool seems to better suit the mood. So if you wanna walk me to the car, you ought to know I'll have a heavy heart. So can we please be absolutely sure that there's a mirror ball? You're getting cynical and that won't do. I'd throw the rose tint back on the darling, if I were you, and how's that insatiable appetite for the moment when you look them in the eye and say, baby, it's been nice. So do you wanna walk me to the car? I'm sure to have a heavy heart. So can we please be absolutely sure that there's a
with me and talking about big love.
Now, as we are approaching the end of our second hour, we are getting into the last set, starting again, of course, with an Eden song, but first I'll discuss the previous songs. Again, we had Wings by Eden off of Vertigo. After that, we had a song that I hope not many people have heard yet. It's from Arctic Monkeys, which I hope everyone knows. It's off of their promotional single for their new album, The Car, which is releasing soon. The single is called I Ain't Quite Where I Think I Am. And the song you just heard was There'd Better Be a Mirror Ball. Alex Turner is clearly a guy who likes to party, and he's just not going to go if there's not a mirror ball there. And then we had VCR by the XX. Just a lovely little vibey song. Not much to say about it. Then we had Babe Can I Call by the Hunna. I had never heard of this band before, and I think I heard this song from my Spotify, like, release radar, or, like, the weekly, like, new music thing they do. I was really in, like, an alt-rock phase, and I was listening to a bunch of alt-rock that day, and, or that, like, period of time. And they recommended this song to me, and I really like it, actually. But again, I haven't much listened to other The Hana songs, but I feel like I should. All right, for our last set today, we've got about 9 minutes left, and we'll be able to fill that with two more songs today for you. I've got Falling in Reverse by Eden, which is, again, off Vertigo, except this time it's the last song in the album. I thought it'd be fitting. Start off with one of my favorite songs off the newest album, and then end with the last song of the last album, or my favorite album. I don't know if I've said that. Anyhow, Eden, Falling in Reverse. Then we've got Saint Laurent from No Rome. No Rome is closely related to the 1975, as they are on the same record label, and they release a few songs together, including with Charlie XCX. And I just really like No Rome. It's a good little vibey Southeast Asian artist who I really like. Anyhow, here, Falling in Reverse by Eden.
Thank you.
One last quick send-off before we go. My name is Alex. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much for listening. I'd also like to thank Joyce from the voicemobile for allowing me to sub in today. I hope they're all right. I'm not sure why they couldn't make their show, but I'm very grateful for the 2 hours I had. See, the gentlemen have just come in for the next show, so I will leave you guys with one last song, and that is Saint Laurent by No Rome. Once again, this is Alex. Thank you so much for listening.
Tell me, sir, now you're feeling the way, Tell me, sir, now you're feeling the way, I can say that I'm feeling just fine, I can say that I'm feeling just fine, Tell me, sir, now you're feeling the way, Tell me, sir, now you're feeling the way, I can say that I'm feeling just fine, I can say that I'm feeling just fine, what you say, I can never sleep with you in days in a Tesla, and I need another way, I can feel my body coming down with the pavement, and the blood is on my face, And I don't know what to say.
Maybe I can do what you like. I can feel something in my brain when you break it.
Counting money that I spent. Remember I was paying for the debt. Mama told me never should have tear up. Never took the buzz, it'd be okay, But your face, like I said, you don't really gotta say. Baby, looking good with your makeup. I can feel something in my brain when I'm baking. Tell me, son, how you feeling the way, Tell me, son, how you feeling the way,